Mini episode 1035 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 1035. I'm FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with our preview of Better Call Saul episode 4.7. Here's our top five developments coming out of episode 4.6. Number five, does Nacho still live here anymore? That's a rhetorical question, we think. Another week of off-screen recovery takes place as Gus turns his attention to the Super Lab, but we know that Nacho is going to be a big part of the stretch run of this season. So it's going to be fascinating to see how the Chicken Man intends to deploy him next. Number four, we get a little more of Gus's backstory. The revenge-themed monologue to a lifeless Hector wasn't a big surprise, but the glimpse at a very poor youth in Chile kind of was. Next week's preview shows Hector exactly in the condition that we'd see him in Breaking Bad, so the first of those confrontations between Gus and a seething, silent Salamanca can't be far behind. Number three, Mike also seems to have accelerated to his Breaking Bad persona. He's pretty much a full-fledged sidekick to Gus already. He made his tentative peace with his daughter-in-law, although he seemed to choose the loner's path in terms of his social life by choosing not to reach out to his new lady friend. For Mike, the painful thoughts of what happened to his son and how it happened compel him to keep his mind active with urgent matters at all times. Number two, HHM is disintegrating right before our eyes. It turns out that Howard's crisis of conscience is not just due to guilt about his part in Chuck's ultimate demise, but about having to lay people off and for being unable to keep HHM functioning at its usual elite level. Jimmy's pep talk to Howard was equal parts mean-spirited and effective, but it signaled that he has an interest in some level that maybe he doesn't even realize in having Howard save the law firm. We know that Howard's not on the canvas of Breaking Bad, but he's still popping up here for some narrative reason. He could very well be an under-the-radar factor in what happens down the stretch run of the Season 4 story. Number 1, the dream of Wexler McGill is finally dead, and the two partners handle it in different ways. Kim chooses the security of a large firm both for the ability to pawn off some of her Mesa Verde work so she can keep doing the pro bono stuff, and because she increasingly feels Jimmy slipping away through his denial about feeling anything in the wake of Chuck's suicide. Jimmy urges her to take the job, but only after he sees her strongly leaning towards it, and frankly, mostly because he feels like it will at least keep from alienating her personally, not realizing that he's already doing that. And that's without her even knowing, but perhaps suspecting on some level, that he's indulging his shady side like never before. Imagine how horrified she would be if she learned of his revenge-slash-intimidation plot towards the Teenage Shakedown artists. The magnificent horror escape that he created actually showed Jimmy in a more intense place than we ever saw Saul, given that Saul rarely, if ever, got his own hands dirty with any violence or threats. Bit by bit, this season is showing us more of the Saul and Jimmy than ever before, but there's still a ways to go, and hopefully the stretch run of this season will continue the momentum. Thank you for tuning in to this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classics, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.